Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We have to talk about Kyrie Irving moving to the Dallas Mavericks. And let me know in the comments if you think I'm Reister or wrong. First thing, the only thing it seems like executives around the NBA hate more than LeBron James and the way that he has helped stars dictate where they spend their prime is the Los Angeles Lakers organization. Now put the two of them together and some franchises are more concerned with keeping the Lakers and LeBron down than elevating their own teams, and that is loser hater behavior. I saw a tweet last night that said the Lakers front office will not see heaven for what they have done to this roster. But if Rob Pelinka is locked outside the pearly gates, then he might have company with Nets owner Joe Tsai. Which brings me to my second point. The Brooklyn Nets are a completely unserious franchise. Kyrie Irving was willing to stick it out the rest of the year, and the Nets are in fourth place in a loaded Eastern Conference despite Kevin Durant being out for the last month. Why not be buyers at the trade deadline and go full F them picks and make a run at a championship instead of worrying about what draft picks that they're going to get 7 years from now? You had a chance to win a championship, and then you could have traded Kevin Durant after the season for all of those picks, because he ain't going to want to be there with the roster without Kyrie. Now, championships are forever. And no, you do not get a trophy for gifting the Dallas Mavericks a potential championship. Now the Nets are faced with the decision whether or not to ship Kevin Durant back to Golden State or his preferred offseason destination in Phoenix, or to see if Durant is willing to pursue a championship with Spencer Dinwiddie as his sidekick. Third, it looks like we're going to finally figure out what's up with Luka Doncic, because his usage rates are absolutely off the chart, and nobody has ever won a championship with usage rates that Luka has. And the addition of Kyrie Irving means that we are going to find out if Luka's willing to take a step back stat-wise for a chance to win a championship and building something special, or if filling up the stat sheet is what he loves above all else. And what makes us actually think that the combination of Luka and Kyrie will work? Because we just saw this in Brooklyn with him and James Harden. And how did that work out? I know that there were some injuries, but it didn't work. Is Luka Doncic not the more likable version of James Harden? high usage rate, dribble, 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 kick out, not super involved in the offense when they don't have the ball. And James Harden, though, he has a propensity to be in the strip club, throwing dollars, and even when they lose in a championship, and that's why Luka's a little more likable. And on some level, though, I love Mark Cuban putting Luka in this situation early in his career, because this is going to be a pressure cooker. I liked Jalen Brunson when he was with the Dallas Mavericks, but now he's with the Knicks. Spencer Dinwiddie is with Brooklyn. Both good players. But assuming that Kyrie actually shows up for games and doesn't lock himself in the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository demanding answers about the JFK assassination, he is going to be the best teammate that Luka Doncic has ever had. And the whole narrative of Luka doesn't have any help has officially gone out the window. At the end of the day, I still don't think that Dallas has enough depth or dependability to win a championship this season. And I still think and believe that the Nets were more concerned with Kyrie not getting what he wanted and going to the Lakers than they were about making their team better for this season. I still think the Suns, who tried to be in on the Kyrie Irving trade as well, know that their aging and infighting roster has closed their championship window, hence why they were willing to trade Chris Paul. And I know that the Clippers were only trying to get involved on the Kyrie trade because they are fully aware of their status as championship pretenders. So for everybody out there involved in this trade that was simply trying to keep LeBron and the Lakers down, make sure you keep that same energy when you're all face-to-face in Cancun this summer. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.